It's good to be in the Lord's house. Thank the Lord for salvation by grace. Appreciate you being here. Trust the Lord's helped you this past week. I thank him for his help, his goodness, his encouragement, his peace, his rest in troubled times. I'm thankful that he's my friend. And trust him to help us this morning. We're looking at Ephesians this morning. If you want to take your Bible and turn there, Ephesians chapter 2. Pray, Father in heaven, thank you for this day and time. This is your times, your church, your body, your word. I pray you bless this time. Anoint your word to our hearts. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 this morning in the word of God. And I'm going to look in Romans, Galatians a little bit this morning. And we'll trust the Lord to help us. And I'm going to read just the verse that we kind of looked at last week, and then I'm going to move on, if the Lord will, whatever he wants, it'll be fine with me. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9, we read it last week, a familiar verse. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. The grace, the faith that we have, that God's given us, it's by grace, and it's not of works, and you can't mix it. If you put any... And I'm not reading all the scripture, but I'm in the scripture this morning. And if there's anything added to grace, any works added to grace, then it's no longer grace, it's works. It's either all 100% grace or it's 100% works that a man will stand before God, and no flesh is justified by the deeds of the law. No man will ever be justified by the deeds of the law. That he did, he still comes short of the glory of God, but he'll never be justified by that. The only perfect one is seated at the right hand of the throne of God who fulfilled the law. Thank God that's perfect in God. There's nothing unholy about the law of God. Man can't keep it. We're depraved. We're short of God. We don't have the ability to keep it. He said that in the Word of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. In Romans 5, the Word of God said this. I'll just read a few verses. You can turn there if you want to. You don't have to. You know the scripture this morning in the Word of God. Romans 5, in verse number 8, he said, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, this is amazing, verse 10, I've never even seen this. I looked at it. It looks to me like the scripture, Brother Hyatt, in church this morning, and the body of Christ, it looks to me like the Word of God tells me that I'm reconciled to God by his death, but I'm saved by his life. Says that in this scripture. Never really seen that. I've read this. He said, for when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Jesus went to Calvary. He had to go. Much more. He said, we're reconciled by his death, Brother Todd. And that's a great thing. We're reconciled back to God. But God himself said here in the scripture, he said this in the Word of God, much more. We're reconciled to God by his death, but much more we're saved by his life. That's what he's saying there in the scripture. He said here in the Word of God, being right, we shall be saved by his life. Listen, the only reason why you're saved and have life this morning, because he's alive. He resurrected the third day. He's not dead. He's alive. He ever lived to make intercession for you. And he's alive and well at the right hand of the throne of God this morning. And because he's alive, you're saved by that life. He's alive. His life saves you, thank God. He saved you and you're saved this morning by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice this, by whom we have now received the atonement. It's all by him. By whom? Who's whom? Jesus Christ the Lord. It's not of works lest any man should boast. No man will boast in the presence of God. God will not allow it. If he has anything other than Christ as atonement, Brother Hyde, he's condemned. In fact, he will be told, I think he'd be told by the Lord himself, depart from me, I never knew you. I never did know you. I didn't know you and forgot you. I didn't know you and lost you. I've not lost any. I've kept them all. He said, I've not lost one. It's not just this cisgender that he knowed somebody and then he forgot about them and they got out of the way. He said, he'll say he never knew. Look, trust me, Jesus is the one that'll be speaking at that day because all judgment's been given into him and all authority. And when the command is given to bind them hand and foot and cast them into the lake of fire, everlasting darkness, Brother High, there's only one that has the authority to give that command, and that's him. That's in whom we have obtained the atonement. Listen, man will be condemned because he believed not on the Son of God. Jesus Christ has the authority to condemn or justify, but we have received that atonement from him. We're not condemned this morning because the atonement comes from him, not of our own works, not that we can do to God, to get to God. It's not there. It's not in us. It's not in man to reach God. We read in Galatians last week, chapter 2, verse 20, and y'all know that scripture, and I want to read this in Galatians 3. He told Galatians, they trying to go back, Brother, he called them foolish Galatians, and they was them that was trying to deceive them and to turn back and go back into works and what they could do before God to please God. And Paul asked the Galatians, said, this only what I learned of you, Galatians 3, verse 2, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How do you receive the Spirit of God? By the hearing of faith. It wasn't by the works of the law. Faith come by hearing by the Word of God. And the faith, thank God, is the gift of God. That comes from the grace of God. That comes ultimately, I think, from the love of God. And God is love, thank God. And everything that we have this morning, all the goodness of God to mankind, Brother, has to flow from the love of God. The grace of God comes from the love of God. Why would God give you grace, Brother High? Because he loves you. Why would he give me grace? Because he loves me. Why would he give you grace? Because he loves you. That's why he give you grace. You can't explain it no other way. It's the love of God, thank God. In fact, he said the greatest of them is the greatest. The grace, faith, hope, the greatest is charity. The greatest is love. It conquers all. It don't have no ill. He said, listen, in fact, the whole law of God hangs on to, and the prophets, hangs on two commandments that speaks of love. Love the Lord thy God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And listen, if a man could do that, if I could do that in myself, if I had the capability, we had that in Christ. I'm not believing the power of God. But here's the reality. If a man could do that, he could fulfill the whole law. How did Jesus fulfill the whole law? He loved the Lord his God and he loved his neighbor as himself. He loved the Father. He spake of him. He came to proclaim the Father that obviously had to be. Thank God he's still in heaven. That's what he did. He proclaimed it. Why is here? He fulfilled the law of God. But listen, the Word of God said all law and all the prophets hang on them two commandments. Everything that God has to say, law-wise, Brother Hyde, in this Word of God, which is not all that God knows, this is all that God give us. All that God says, thou, if I can put it this way this morning, all that God would have to say that says thou shalt or thou shalt not is a command of God. God commands to do this, that's in His law. God says do this, don't do it. It's a command of God. Everything God has there hangs on them two commandments. Everything does. That tells me, Brother Todd, that if a man could do it, he'd be right. Problem is we can't. Not in us. We got bad blood that come from Adam. He broke the command of God. Why? He didn't love the Lord his God. Fully. That's right. He said here in verse number 10, I'm going to move on. In Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to move on. He said, for we are his workmanship. Now, if you don't know what that means, he'll tell you in the next word, created. His workmanship, Brother Hyde, I didn't create myself. I didn't create myself to get here naturally when I was born the first time. I surely didn't the second time. didn't have nothing to do with it. None of us did sitting here this morning. That was your mother and your daddy that come together. And that's a miracle that God made it that way, Brother Hyde. I can't explain all that. Don't know a whole lot about it. Just know it happens. And God did all that. And all that happens in that period of time. And here's a child, and that's how you got here. That's how I got here. That's how everybody got here. It looks to me like everybody got here the same way, Brother Hyde. A man would have to say, Adam, God created him out of dust of the earth. And he did make Eve out of a rib from Adam. But everybody else, I think this is right, everybody else got here the same way. It was a man, thank God, a man's seed and a woman's egg, and them two come together, and we know how this happens, and here we are. I didn't have nothing to do with that. Brother Todd and me and getting here, that was my mama and daddy. John Dixon and Judy Carolyn, they were married and come together, and here I am, Brother Hyde. That's the way that happened, thank God. And I didn't have nothing to do with it, and I didn't have nothing to do with being in the family of God. I didn't have nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. You say, I repented, I believe. Yes, I did, and I did that by the grace and the love of God. That's how I did it, and that's how you did it, and you didn't have it in you to do it no other way. We didn't have it. No man sought after God. He said, for we are his workmanship. That, thank God. He said, created. He created us. And notice this. That's great. You're his workmanship, and he created you, and that's an amazing thing that God did that. But now, he's not necessarily right here, Brother Hyde, in this scripture. We're not talking about the fleshly realm. We're talking about the spiritual realm right here where he's at. He said this in the Word of God. He said that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That's the amazing thing this morning. That's where you're created. That's who you're created in. That's where you're at. That's your position, thank God. That's how you have the, that's how you've obtained, thank God, the mercy and the grace of God is in Christ Jesus. Everything you have of God is in Him. He said this in the Word of God. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Notice this. Unto good works. He just said that the grace, the salvation, he's telling you that's not a work. It's no good. The works is no good. You're saved by the grace of God through faith, thank God. That's the gift of God, thank God. And he said it's not a works, but he said, on the other hand, now you're saved by the grace of God, and God has created you in Christ Jesus unto good works. What's that saying, Brother Todd? That you're saved by the grace of God, and because of the creation of God in Christ Jesus unto, there's where the good work comes from. Not to satisfy God, not to please God, not that I can be justified in the sight of God because of my good works, but you're created unto that. You're created unto that. Listen, when Henry Ford, and I'm not no Ford fan, he was one of the biggest crooks that ever walked the face of the earth, if you want to know the truth, but I'm not trying to say about that, I'm just trying to make a point. If you're a Ford man, I'm sorry, Brother Robert, I'm sorry. I'm just talking about the man. He's a shrewd businessman, it really was. But he's in that time with the Rockefellers and all that, that's just the way it was during that time. But listen, when my grandma told me, she said, only a vehicle she ever drove was a T model, never had a license. She never drove another vehicle in her life. That's all she ever drove. She walked everywhere else she went after my grandpa died and somebody couldn't do it. She walked. But my point is what I'm saying. He created that T model to drive for a reason, thank God. He didn't just create it, sit out there and say, look what I made. And that's a pitiful example, Brother Hyde. But so much more, God on spiritual realm, he created us unto good works. That's why he created. He said that you're his workmanship. That means he created you, thank God, formed you the way he wants you, put in you the way he wants you. In fact, I don't get completely ahead of myself, but there is a measure of grace given, a measure of grace and a measure of faith given to man. That's right. We'll get there. It's in the scripture, thank God. There's a measure. Every one of us this morning's got a measure of faith. Some's got more. Listen, there's areas, I guarantee you, Brother Roberts, you've got more faith than I got. God's given you more faith than what he's given me. And maybe vice versa. But what I'm saying is that's God's business, not mine. Listen, you can't have no faith. In fact, you don't have no faith but what he gave you. It belongs to him, if I can say that. You'll see time and time in the scripture, faith of Jesus Christ. Not saying faith in Jesus Christ. We have faith in Jesus Christ. But faith of, Sister Jennifer, you know this. You teach school. Of is a possessional word. It's His. It's His. He gave it to you. That's why you have faith this morning. Why do you have faith in Christ this morning? Because you have the faith of Christ. To believe in faith in Christ. That's how it works. God did that, thank God. He said we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's our position this morning, and that's the purpose of God. Notice this, which God hath before ordained, before when, before the foundation of the world, in eternity past. He said, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It's ordained of God. Listen, the ordination of God, what God's ordained, Brother Todd, will be so. No man will stop it. It might look like that man's a fumbling to the world, Brother Hyatt, not to people that know God. We know better, thank God. God's told us that. But it might look to the world that this thing's out of control and there is no God and everything's a bypassing Him and things is getting all fumbled up. Oh no, Brother Hyatt. He said it, thank God. He set it up this way. It's ordained, thank God. And the ordination of God cannot be stopped by man. It's led, thank God, by the eternal counsel of God. And that's the working of God is after His own eternal counsel. Brother, that's the way God works, thank God, and it cannot be stopped. It's before ordained. Now, do I know what's ordained for tomorrow, Brother Todd? No, I don't, but God does. I'm telling you this much, when I lay my head down tomorrow, Brother Danny, when I lay my head down tonight or tomorrow to go to sleep, I can with confidence say that I can look back, Brother Hyde, and I can say that that day was ordained by God.
Yes, sir.
You say, can you say that when you messed up and sinned against God? I can. That don't justify my sin. Should I sin, continue to sin that grace may abound? God forbid. I can say that, Brother Hatt. Listen, I know some people don't believe that, but it's ordained of God. There's a reason, there's a purpose in everything that takes place. It ain't up to me whether I walk a straight line or I don't walk a straight line. I'm not saying don't walk a straight line the best you can by the grace of God, but I'm saying you're not going to stop the ordained will of God for that day if you do or don't. God's in control. He's sovereign. I'm telling you, the Lord, thank God's all authority, sitting on the throne. And listen, who does Jesus answer to? Himself. It's great. I'm telling you, it's great. He said, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. I wrote this in my Bible, and I'm going to turn back to the verse of Scripture that we've done read in your presence and tried to say a little something about. I wrote in my Bible, when was I ordained? Well, He doesn't talk about it in this Scripture. He said, we're His workmanship. God created you in Christ Jesus unto good works. And unto, He said, before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 1:11, if you want to turn there, we've read it. It said, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Notice this. He said, before ordained that we should walk in them. You're created in Christ Jesus. He's conforming you into His own image. There is coming a day when we will be made like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's coming. Won't be in this body. But it's going to happen. He said, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. Now, if anybody wonders what that predestination means, He tells you right here. According to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel, that takes the meaning of advice, guidance, direction. This is the, if I can say this morning, y'all forgive me. This is the playbook we're going by. There's no audibles. There's no exceptions. There's no scratching out, writing something else in. This is it. You don't get to you don't get to go through life and this don't look right to you and something don't look right, so you're going to change the play and you're going to back up and punt and do something different. He said, here, he said, all things after the counsel of his own will. Who's he speaking of, Brother Danny? Jesus. He said, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God said in Ephesians 2, that which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, here's the thing. It's by grace through faith. We're the workmanship, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. See, what this does, it knocks out man. It takes man out of the equation, Brother Hyde. It puts him not on the pedestal, but down low where he's at, where he really is. We're a lowly creature. We're created by the high and mighty, but we're a lowly creature. In fact, Jesus made himself of that same reputation. Not made himself of no reputation, but he came low, thank God, that we might go high. Thank God, that's exactly right. Jesus did that. He said here, what this scripture does here, is it takes everything away from man and puts everything to God where it rightfully is. Now, a man can try to take it away from God, it won't take it away from him. But man does and has and is still continuing to attempt to take the glory away from God. If I can say anything I've done, you know it. I've talked to people, probably everybody sitting here in this house of God talked to people. If you've been saved any amount of time, you talk to them about God, and it'll come out of their mouth, I do this, I did that, or I do this, I do that. You know what that is? That's works. That's not grace. That steals and robs the glory of God, or attempts to, I'm saying in man's eyes. And God ain't in it. He's not in it. If I can say anything, Keith, that I've done to get to God, it won't work. It won't. What you've done, Sister Jennifer, what you've done since God saved you is what he created you unto. That's good works in Christ Jesus. That's how and why. That's how you have the ability. That's why you have the power. That's the whole reason why you have any desire to do any good work is because you created unto that in Christ Jesus. How did God create you unto that? In Christ Jesus. That's how we're created, thank God. And listen, that takes it away. Listen. I wrote this in my Bible. This scripture gives the glory to the chooser, not the choosing. The glory goes to the potter, not the pot. That's right. When it's finished, we all know that, thank God. That damn pretty pottery and all that, that didn't start out that way as a big old clump of mud. Good for nothing besides sticky. And it'll get reshaped and then it'll get modified. It'll just keep working. God ain't backing up and punting on you while you're on the wheel. He's not backing up and changing what the finished product is. He's just working on it. Working on it, thank God. And it looks to me like, Brother Hyatt, on this side, it seems to me like, brother, not that it takes God a lifetime, but it seems to me like we're on man's side of it, it's a lifetime of being worked on. Got to keep it wet, water. Keep working. How does God work on you? Through his word, through his voice, through his spirit. That's how God does it. He said, we're before ordained that we should walk in them. The glory is God's. If you've reached in it, let me say this. You can't reach no plateau to get to God anyway. And a lot of people mope around in their own mess and say, well, I can't talk to God because I'm here. That couldn't be no further from the truth. Adam didn't seek God when he sinned. God come after him. So if that was the case, Brother Robert, Adam would have never had no more communication with God because he'd run around, figured out he found out he's naked, tried to cover himself up, and then they hid themselves from God. They would have never went to God. They didn't. Why would we think that they ever would have? They wouldn't have. God came to them. said, Adam, where art thou? He knew where he was at, but he came to him. You didn't go after God. I wasn't going after God. God came to you. And if I can say this, Brother Hath, in reality, God did for us, every one of us, every sinner saved by the grace of God did the same thing he did for Adam. Where art thou? He came to me. And he showed me where I was at. You would have never went after God. I'd have never went after God. We'd have never done it. We were before ordained, before predestinated, according to his purpose, thank God. That's after the counsel of his own will, before ordained unto good works. How'd that come to you? Thank God. The grace of God. Thank God it flows from the love of God. God gave you his faith to believe in him. And now you believe by the grace of God. You repented by that grace. Listen, repentance is a gift of God too, Brother Hatt. If a man can repent, it's because God granted it to him. He gave it to you. You didn't have it. Man don't, why would man repent? He's satisfied with his own self. He thinks there's a way which seemeth right unto man. The end there of death. He thinks it's right. Man will call evil good and good evil, but he won't go after God. He never will, never has, never will. He said that we should walk in them. You walk in the works of God now this morning. And listen, only reason why is because you was before ordained unto that. By the creation that God did in Christ Jesus. He never did any bad. All works he did was good. So if we're walking in Christ, we're walking in good works. He's the only reason why. The creation of God, Sister Jennifer, no man has ever desired to do anything good for God. Religious works is not good work, and ain't no good works. God spews that out of his mouth. In fact, if a man thinks he can get to God by his work, he's spitting. I think Scripture backs this up. He's spitting, he's smoting. It's just like them that was crucifying him when he was on the earth and he was going to Calvary, thank God. They spit on him, they smote him, they spitting in the face of Jesus, they trampling underfoot the blood of Jesus. And listen, God have nothing to do with it. Brother Robert taught him 1 John, it's strong. He's either Christ or Antichrist. If you don't remember what he taught, go back and read it. It's there plain in black and white English. Stout, Brother Robert. Strong to the point. He said that we should walk in them. Notice this, verse 11. These are the amazing scriptures right here. Remember now. Remember, child of God. You was lost without God and all you could do was walk in the flesh. We're still in the flesh. We still have this flesh. Thank God there's an abiding presence of the Spirit of God. The power of God is always there to override the desire of my flesh. Don't belittle the power of God. If I do wrong, I can't say, well, the Holy Ghost must have went to sleep and he's weak today. No, no. The power's there. Because he's God. The Holy Ghost is God. He lives in you. There's two realms here. He said in verse number 11, wherefore remember. He said remember. Telling you to remember. This is in time past he's speaking of here. That ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh. Now he's speaking about in the flesh. That's what he said there. Gentiles in the flesh. Who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. With Gentiles, Brother Hyde, in the flesh, he's speaking of that nation, thank God, that God chose. He said, called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. God gave that covenant to Israel, thank God, that the male child on the eighth day, he would be cut in his foreskin. We're all adults in here this morning. We know exactly what that means. But that was given to the Jewish people. That was given to the Hebrew that God chose. That was not given to the Gentile, them according to the flesh that are Gentiles. That was never given to them. Never. Never given to them. Wasn't meant for them. Wasn't meant for us. He said here in the Word of God, you got to get in time past Gentiles in the flesh. who called uncircumcision by that which called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Man cut man. The covenant that God gave them, commandment, they were told to do it. They were required to do it. But this cut was made by hand. Man cut man. He said that at that time, and he's speaking to us this morning. He's writing this to the church at Ephesus. But he's speaking to Gentile people this morning, if I can say that this morning, and that's who I am. In the flesh, Brother Danny, he said, Gentiles, in the flesh, remember that. He said that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Commonwealth of, what's the commonwealth of Israel? That's who God chose. That's that what God had, that's what they had. God gave them the commandments. God gave them the covenants. God did this. They did, they walked after God. They had the blessing of God. They had the manifold blessing of God. I mean, God was with them. In reality, nobody could touch them. I mean, they were the great, not in number, they were the greatest nation alive on the face of the earth at that time when they walked with God. They had that. They had the all that. The commonwealth of God was theirs. They had it. Gentiles didn't. Didn't have nothing to claim of God. But I guess they had, they did have mercy. There was mercy, thank God. If they was alive tomorrow, they had mercy for the day before. I understand, know that. Rain falls on the just and unjust. I get that. I understand that. But they did not. He said here in the Word of God that we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. That Israel had been given in God, the Gentiles did not have. Alien from it. Means it's not yours. He's like you. We're in another world. If I can put it that way, they talk about aliens. I don't believe all that. Maybe you do. It's up to you. It don't make no difference to me. Everybody can believe what they want to. I believe man's right here where God put him, and he ain't on Mars and everywhere else, and there's not Mars. We was coming home the other day. We was coming home from Mossville, me and Tristan. So, and you know, he's young. He said, is that anything to be worried about, Daddy? I said, no. It probably was something military. It really did. It was about 8 or 10 dots. It was all in a row. It wasn't no stars. It wasn't no satellites. They weren't high enough to be satellites. And they just slowly moving. I said, I don't know. Probably some military exercise. I don't know what it was. Don't make no difference to me. I went home, laid down. I told God when I laid down, I said, you know what that was? I don't. I had it Tristan. You know, he wanted a little assurance. You know, it wasn't. But. There ain't no such thing. That's what I believe. But anyway, we was aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. That Israel had in God, we did not. The Gentile people did not have it, Brother Robert. He said, notice this, and strangers from the covenants of promise. Covenants of promise. Covenants that God had with Israel. That he had, them promises that he had, Brother Danny, them covenants that he had with Israel, they were not ours. We were strangers from that. We couldn't claim it. Listen, a covenant, thank God, is a covenant. It means exactly, listen, the covenant this morning is Jesus Christ. He's always been the covenant. But in this day, God had given them in that time a shadow of Christ to come. There was covenants that God had given them this morning. God had given them that. And listen, they walked in that and they were covenants of promise. And if I can say this, ultimately that's what it came down. God said this, man walks in that covenant and then the promise of God is his. You can believe God this morning, can't you? If God promises something in this Word of God, Brother High, then God will do it. And some things are conditional. God does say, listen, I know the condition still, the grace of God's there. You can't even keep the condition without the grace of God. I that's exactly right. Without Christ, without being created in Christ unto that, you can't keep it. That's all the grace of God. It comes from the throne of God. We know that this morning. We know that this morning. But there was covenants of promise, and God has covenants of promise this morning. And when they walked in that, Brother Robert, when Israel, them Hebrews, them Jews, when they walked in that covenant with God, then they could rightfully claim and obtain the promise of God. Because God gave the covenant. And God, who cannot lie, when he gives the covenant's locked in. It's there. It's settled, thank God. And his promise is also. But he said here in the Word of God that we were strangers from that, Brother Danny. We were strangers from it. It wasn't ours. Not ours. Don't belong to you. Don't belong to me. I'm talking about Gentile in the flesh. It still don't belong to you, a Gentile in the flesh. Bear with me. Hear what I got to say. He said, according to the flesh. He said, we're Gentiles. And I know that this morning, but hear me. He said, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. You had no hope. You was without God in the world. And there was no hope to get to God. There's no covenant of promise. There's no commonwealth. There's no wealth of God that was yours. None of it. Didn't belong to you. Wasn't given to you. It wasn't in your account, Brother Danny. It didn't belong to you. It didn't have your name on it. No more than I can go to the bank, and I can't go to the bank, Brother Todd, and draw no money out of your account. It don't belong to me. Gentile, you didn't have nothing. It belonged to Israel. It was given to them, the covenant, the commonwealth. It was all theirs, and it did not belong to us. We was aliens from it. We was strangers from it, Brother Danny. It's not ours. We don't have it. Gentile in the flesh. Uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision made by hands. Now, I know it's verse 13. He said, but now. Now, remember, God said in time past, Gentiles in flesh, he said that at that time, you were aliens and you were strangers. At that time. In time past and at that time. Now God says, but now. So now, Brother Todd, everything's changed. Everything's different. And no longer like it was. No longer strangers. No longer aliens. You're no longer in a position that you have no wealth of God, but now. How is that? But now how did it change, Brother Danny? But now in Christ Jesus, remember God created you in Christ unto good works. After the purpose counsel of his own will, God did that. In Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were, past tense, far off, are present tense, right now, are is a present tense verb, were past tense, made nigh by the blood of Christ. In fact, Jesus said this, other sheep I have, I must bring. Now, you can believe what you want to. We can. I'm just going by what God showed me in the Scripture. We can believe what we want to, brother. I wouldn't argue and debate with nobody. He said, Gentiles in the flesh. He said in time past. He said at that time. Now he's saying, but now. But now. I got to read the rest of this, and I got to close. I got to read this, and then I'm going to say, he said, for he is our peace who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall partition between us. And I ain't got time to say much about this, but I'm reading, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. What's the enmity? Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. That he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And I'm going to stop right there. Now, Brother Danny, Israel was God's chosen people here on this earth. That's his chosen people in the flesh. Chosen. They're not all Israel that are of Israel. Because that's your lineage. Don't lay you no claim to God automatically because you're a Jew this morning. It don't. Spiritually. You in that fleshly realm. But that don't put you in the spiritual realm that there's one body. Everybody, I'll say this, and I'm done. Everybody can believe what they want to. There he is. God spoke about it. He does this too, but many times in the Old Testament, and he spoke about it still. He spoke about the God of Israel. Now hear me in the class this morning. There is an Israel of God. There is an Israel of God, chosen. He started out in Ephesians there. He was talking about Gentiles in the flesh. Now he's in a spiritual realm. We're created in Christ Jesus unto works. In time past, Gentile in the flesh, that at that time you was aliens and strangers. You was aliens from the commonwealth. You was strangers from the covenant of promise. But now in Christ Jesus, now we're not talking about a fleshly realm. Now we're not talking about that I'm a Gentile according to the flesh. Now we're talking about the spiritual realm, Brother High. That's right. It's a spiritual kingdom. Thank God. God is a spirit this morning according to the scripture. Now we're talking about, thank God, that I'm in Christ. So you tell me, listen, chosen of God. Israel was God's chosen people. Israel still is. He ain't forsook them. He ain't forsook the nation of Israel that's here on this earth, Brother Hyde. He ain't forsaken. They still some are getting in.
Yeah.
But listen, that's of a natural realm. That's according to the flesh. That don't lay no claim to God. In a spiritual realm. I think that's right, Brother Hyde. I'm the Israel of God. You're the Israel of God. Children of God. Chosen of God. Talking about spiritual realm. I'm not talking about according to the flesh. I'll never be no Jew according to the flesh. Never will be. I can understand that. But spiritually, you're the chosen of God. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Appreciate the word.